start with the lowest voice in the choir. The tuba, contrabass, sousaphone, helicon, whatever you want to call it. That's our biggest brass voice. Then we add the next one up. Baritones. Then we add our middle voice, which is actually in the same octave as our upper voice. Then we add the sopranos. And everyone's job is to listen down to the tuba. They're our foundation. And we had the baritones give us a nice C major chord. But we finally got on the right, the same partial. But you've got to sustain that, because we're all listening down and we're joining in as it becomes our turn. This is basic, like 101 stuff. How can you screw this up when you did such an outstanding job on those flexibilities? That's something you should have screwed up and you didn't. You played that really well. You're playing a lot of the technique stuff really well. This is like, okay, horn's up on five. It's as simple as that. Just keep playing the note, but listen as you're playing it. Let's try it again. You gotta play in tune. One, two, three, and four, and... I'd like you guys to do it. Alumni corps don't do this stuff, but you guys you're not the average alumni corps. Show you what happens when one becomes too loud, when three becomes too much, when too many people are on five. You've got to make the adjustments. So if you're on a five and you go, oh my God, all I can hear is five, I can only hear the fifth of the chord, drop down to three, drop down to one to make that adjustment. So Billy's going to do this.
Okay. Can we take the same exercise, 34? I just want to hear everybody that's playing the third part. Everybody that's playing the third part. Here we go. One, two, ready, and. No, come on. You got to fire the air through the horn. Two of us, I can't hear you late. One, breath, breath, breath. Second. Ready, and. Keep playing. Seconds, get out. Can't be louder than them. You have to hear them. Seconds. Here we go on my hands. Ready? And. First. You have to hear the seconds and the thirds. Ready? And. Cut off. Okay. Now, as you get higher, you're going to have to get softer. It can't be the same air strain. Okay? You have to barely hear the seconds, and you have to really hear the thirds. Got it? Same thing with you guys, right? You guys that are playing lead, you got to barely hear the seconds, and you got to really hear the thirds. We talked about this the Monday night that I was at the Sons of Italy rehearsal. You remember that one? And I talked about how the ensemble was marked at a forte. But that doesn't mean that that's everybody's airstream, right? Okay? It means that the thirds have to actually be at a 2F. The seconds actually have to be at a forte. And the leads actually have to be at a mezzo forte in order to get a full forte ensemble sound. Everybody get some of that? Let's try it again, please. Okay, so thirds, tubas, you can open up a little bit, except you, Fred. Here we go, one. Because I know what you'll do to me. Here we go. One, grab, grab, grab. don't hear enough seconds. Okay? I hear the leads and I hear the thirds. Okay? The seconds have got to sit above the firsts and below the thirds. You've got to really listen. Here we go. Let's try it again. One. Breath, breath, breath. Okay. So you hear the difference of the sound? Yeah. It's starting to ring a little bit. Also, you guys are saying, oh, yeah, I got to play louder because I can hear the seconds. I don't want them to be louder than me. And you're hearing that. You're saying, oh, I got to play louder. That's the right thing. Here we go. Going up all those chords. One. Breath, breath, breath. See, when I go like this, give it a little tiny bit of a push, a quarter of a dynamic, and release at the same time. Got it? And how do I release?
Breathe.
Give me the last note. I want you to listen to the echo after we're done. Give me the last note. Here we go. One. Breath, breath, breath. Give me your cues, Helen Keller can see. One. Breath, breath, breath. It's because you approach it the right way and you release it the right way, okay? When he talks about resonance, we're talking about echo, okay? We need an echo at the end of the sound. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah, very different, huh? That was a much nicer sound, you guys. Good control.
It's a beautiful sound. When you play like that, we just want to make you better. This is a good ensemble. All right. Bella Via, transition into Bella Via, it's measure 74.